There was an awkward moment at a CNN-hosted town hall on Tuesday night that's making the rounds online.
Given the dire circumstances our country is in, I wonder if you'd indulge me in a little bit more of a serious question about the future of the Democratic Party.
Trevor Hill, a 20-year-old sophomore at NYU, takes the mic and decides to ask an off-the-script question to Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Leader and a figurehead of the Democratic Party.
I wonder if there's anywhere you feel that the Democrats could move farther left to a more populist message, the way the alt-right has sort of captured this populist strain on the right wing. If you think we could make a more stark contrast to right-wing economics.
Well, I thank you for your question, but I have to say we're capitalist. And that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is? Try telling that to this group. Welcome to the Brooklyn branch of the Democratic Socialists of America, or the DSA. Since the election, meetings have gone from small New York living rooms to full auditoriums.
When I started as a DSA member, we would get really excited if we had one new person in a room full of five people. Now we have meetings of 400 people. We don't know, you know, we're just figuring out how to deal with this excitement.
That's Neil Meyer, who's been with the DSA for about 6 years, which makes him a veteran.
I've never seen a moment like this where there's so much enthusiasm and there's so much willingness to build a political organization.
I met him at the first general meeting of the Brooklyn branch since Trump became president. Nationwide, membership in the DSA has nearly tripled, from 6,000 to over 15,000 in the past 6 months. It appeals to people on the left who feel that the current Democratic Party isn't doing enough to fight Trump or isn't in line with their economic vision. Democratic socialism provides an alternative.
Every single person that is here tonight will be getting an email every single week about every weekly action that we're going to be doing locally in New York City to resist Donald Trump, to resist the corporate backers of Donald Trump, and to push back the Democratic machine.
Yeah!
We were at Chuck Schumer's house 2 weeks ago. We're going to be at Chuck Schumer's house on Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Hundreds of people did end up going to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's house this past Tuesday, protesting his yes votes of Trump nominees, a strategy they view as caving.
Every vote for a specific Trumpist piece of legislation, every allowance of one of his nominees for a specific position in his cabinet that is voted for is an attack against all of the people that these Democrats have supposedly said that they are going to protect.
That's Francisco Diaz, who led the meeting. He's been involved since May 2016.
So when people say, are we partaking in leftist infighting? No, we are putting pressure on the center to make sure it holds. And we are also putting pressure on the center so we can fight the right properly and actually win.
So far, the strategy seems to be having an effect, at least on Schumer. After suggesting that he could work with the new administration and voting yes on four of Trump's cabinet nominees, he announced this week that he would vote against the rest of Trump's picks. And at least one Trump nominee, Betsy DeVos, is now in serious jeopardy. But the energy isn't just from Trump. Neil Meyer again.
You look back to the anti-war demonstrations when a lot of us were growing up, the Obama enthusiasm and then disappointment in 2008, 2009, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter.
It's also Bernie, and the lingering momentum from the deferred dream of his democratic socialist world.
And really, Bernie Sanders' campaign, that there's a really clear trajectory there in how my generation has been radicalized.
It's a political path that many feel a part of.
I'm a perfect example of, like, young millennial who didn't know a lot about politics.
I was actually a Clinton supporter. I wasn't for Bernie, mostly because I thought it was too much too soon.
I was a big supporter of Bernie. It really made me feel like I needed to move towards something that was a little more to the left.
I didn't trust it. Given what we're up against now, it's like you have to realize that things have shifted enough on the other side that there's no reason why it can't shift on this one.
I think that the corporate Democrats have been a complete disappointment and a complete failure.
I think recent events, the inauguration, have driven me to stop just thinking about the ideology of socialism and start thinking about the practice of it.
I want to get involved, mostly inspired by Bernie, who I know is a social democrat.
The DSA has endorsed Keith Ellison for DNC chair for the party election later this month. He's a congressman from Minnesota and the first Muslim elected to Congress. He's not publicly a democratic socialist, but his policies are more Sanders than they are Pelosi or Schumer.
I mean, I don't think Keith Ellison is, like, the guy who's going to save America, but I think he is an interesting character. My name is Mike.
And your age?
I'm 21. I'm an idiot because I'm a person who, even as far back as May, thought, okay, Donald Trump is the nominee, so the Republican Party is officially dead, and we're just going to have to create a new, further left party to resist the Democratic Party. I was very wrong about that. Maybe the opposite is actually happening.
People like Mike, Lex, Justin, and Rachel find the DSA through friends and social media. For instance, a rose near their name on Twitter is a sign they're part of the movement. And also through these guys.
This show is entertainment, right? And I'm incredibly heartened by the number of people who have come out to get involved in, for instance, the DSA or really any political issue. It really humbles me to hear this stuff from fans of the show. But politics is what happens like in the real world and not online.
Absolutely.
So that's a...
I don't understand the difference. There is only one for me, and it is online.
Those are the hosts of Chapo Trap House, a podcast that at least is part of the reason why the DSA is now the largest socialist organization in the U.S. It was formed in the early 80s out of a splintering of socialist groups. The goal was to fight for reforms for the working class through hundreds of community chapters, a local focus still at the heart of the movement.
So, say, I.
As Reaganism rose and unions and leftist politics withered, socialism fell by the wayside. But now, with Trump as the perfect rallying figure, it's back. As for Trevor Hill, the NYU student whose question to Nancy Pelosi went viral, the Democratic Socialists of America have offered him a free membership and invited him to attend their student conference in Brooklyn over President's Day weekend, 3 days before the next DNC chair is chosen. For The Takeaway, I'm Oliver Lazarus.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.